Everybody, and welcome to 30 Nights of Real Talk. I am yours, Larry.
And I, Chico.
Oh, perfect. Maureen, how has been your weekend?
My weekend is good. Amazing. Perfect. It's been good.
Mine is as well. So just let us, for our third last episode, let us just dive in right into the topic. And today we want to talk about like things African parents, and if so, Kenyan parents misunderstood about us, especially when it pertains to like Western influence. Case in point example, like one of the major like issues that like I think parents misunderstand are like tattoos and piercing. Let me just go straight at it. Like, why do Africans, like African parents, like associate things like tattoos and piercings to like, I don't know, Satanism or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Is it just Satanism though? I feel like it's also like mostly for tattoos. Mm-hmm. Not only Satanism, I don't know, they just feel like you're rebelling against something, or it's like you're being disobedient, or you're this unruly child who doesn't listen.
But that's parents who associate, who say that is a form of rebellion. But there are those like staunch parents, like traditional parents, that I have a friend, let me just say this, like I have a friend whose parents, whenever she was a girl, and she went and had like a piercing at the on the nose, and a tattoo on like her upper shoulder, and I kid you not, she actually got kicked out of the house because of that, because her parent wasn't comfortable with her being in the house, thinking like, oh, this is
ignorant. Really?
Beyond her religion, yes. And it was that serious. Like, there are some parents who are actually like that, and it makes me wonder, like, where will we ever get to that point where we actually accept some Western influence and not like stereotype some of these activities and like actions?
I think actually I would say one of the reasons why I think that is happening is because I feel like Africans, okay, let me just say Kenyans, I feel we are more close-minded when it comes to especially Westernization. So when we see people like having tattoos and also piercings maybe on their nose, or even a guy just having maybe an earring on his ear, so we associate that with either it's demonic or the same way you said it, Satanism, or also being unruly. So I think it's also the concept of not being open-minded to actually maybe try and understand, is it just, are you doing this, why are you doing this in the first place? Because there's a time that I also, this happened to me actually.
Have you ever been misunderstood?
Yes, I have. So there's a time I went, actually that's why I stopped going to church. I stopped going to church because when we went to church, either when you're wearing a trouser and also you have earrings, or you also even have a weave. Maybe it's my mom who has a weave. Now they
have a weave.
Yeah, a wig. A wig or a weave. Either of them. So now the pastor will say that you need to tell him why you're wearing three piercings on your ear. Or they'll tell you that wearing a trouser in church is not right. You shouldn't do that. And I also ask myself, God looks at your heart. He doesn't look at what you're wearing. So the fact that it's not like you went to church naked. You have clothes on. But now they don't want you to wear. Yeah, it's beyond clothes. So why would you not allow me to go to church because I'm wearing a trouser? And you know, that still happens still today.
Yes, yeah, it does. Still happens. Because that's the same thing that happened to me. Like, that's also part of the reason I switched churches, because there was this, like, in my previous church, like, I used to go, It got to a point one day when, you know, it wasn't even something extreme. I just changed my hairstyle to like a crew cut. So, you know, I just shaved the sides and put the top longer. And then this, let's call him a youth pastor, this person in charge of like teenagers, came to me and was like, Lawrence, you don't look nice. This is not nice. You don't come to church like this. I'm like, what? You're the same people who are telling us we will be accepted the way we are. So is there a, like a limit to your acceptance?
Exactly. Yeah. You wonder, is the clothes you're wearing, do they determine whether you go to heaven or not?
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
You know, there are just so many questions come to your head and you keep wondering. Because like that pastor was, you need to tell me why you are wearing this three piece of earring. So for each and every pair, you actually need to have a reason why you have it. And also he even questioned why would you as a woman wear a wig or a weave on your head. And I was like, okay, how
that
does that
not even what I understand.
Yeah,
like, it's okay to wear a wig. I mean, it's about making yourself feel better.
Exactly. So you wonder, why would you discourage someone from doing that? Because according to him, that's not religious and it's not right, you shouldn't do it. You know, I don't know whether you know how people
where in the Bible does it say that?
No, you know, people start quoting, I don't know which verse says this, but I know there's a verse in the Bible that says that women are supposed to cover their hair and what, and that's what the pastor is going to tell you. You know what? Actually, women are supposed to cover their hair. They're supposed not to show their skin. And yeah, there are so many things that somebody will just get a verse and tell you something. Let me tell you. When somebody is trying to justify a point, they look for anything.
I think, personally, like, not even on a religious setting, like, even just Africans as a whole, we usually try to construct and make things work the way we want them to work. That's why people would quote Bible verses that work for them.
Exactly.
But against them, they wouldn't say that. They would not use that because not everybody is perfect. So even if they are there casting a stone at you, I'm pretty sure you will find the same Bible verse or the same quote that applies to them, but they will choose to ignore that. I don't know. That's the society we live.
That's our society.
And also another thing that also I think we are usually misunderstood, especially the young generation, is your choice of entertainment. When it comes to like visual entertainment and audio entertainment. Like for me, have you ever, and as a child, I remember when I was a child, and still some parents do this nowadays, they usually closely monitor what you're listening to, especially when it comes to secular music. I mean, should we get past that point where we, okay, I'm sure there are like contents that are not suitable for like young children, but you get like some parents that are so staunch in like some of these rules when it comes to like their houses that it makes even some, you know, children run away.
Yeah, exactly. And we need to have an open space where children are able to express themselves, because it's actually the same thing that we're talking about yesterday. You know, we are brought up in a society where now if you fail to embrace those tattoos or embrace the ear piercings and all that, that's when you find now kids are rebelling. And even I feel like we also try to create meaning where there's no meaning, because you just put an earring because for beauty, or you just put it for fun. So why would you try to create meaning for something that doesn't, if you don't even have to? Let's just live life without being too, what is it, being too, I don't know, what can we call, is it being too traditional? Also
confined. And also I think some people try this out because initially it's not allowed, so out of curiosity you're like, oh, what is this that is not allowed, let me try it and then see how people react and society will react. Because I remember me personally, the reason I got a piercing is like because at first I got a tattoo and my parents were like, they complained about it, and then they mentioned we should not let let us not see you wear another piercing or anything of this. I was like, oh, so you want something else to complain about? Let me just try this out. So I think some evaluation, just do it because they are told not to do it, you know, like that is that kid mentality. Like
that's the motive. Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah, and I think it's the same. There's a time that we were going for a funeral. Mm-hmm. And one of my cousins had an ear piercing, you know, and my dad was like, if you bring me someone like that to marry you, I will not accept them.
And you brought someone like that?
Yeah. If you bring someone like that, I'm not going to accept them. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's also the same thing with tribes. I don't know. You just told, you know, if you marry from that tribe, let me tell you, just live your life. Don't include us. Don't involve us in anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about how you feel. It's all about your emotions. Your emotions come first. Because immediately, I think when you succumb to like what other people think and what they perceive about your life and how the kind of direction it should go, you won't be happy in the final run. That's why you see some people, like I have a cousin who was... and who grew up in such a household where everything is forbidden, everything Western or otherwise is forbidden, that is not traditional. But when he grew up and went to like live alone, that's when he started trying out these things, you know, like piercings, tattoos, drinking even, you know. And that time he was, you know, past that age of actually doing that. So sometimes you just let them do it, so that it's a phase, I should say.
Yeah, and even if it's not, I think for me, it's just be open-minded, because I also feel, apart from tattoos and ear piercings, there's also an issue to do with dreadlocks. What did I just say? Anyway, dreadlocks. Dreadlocks. So now, you know where I come from, so yeah, that is going to happen. So now, when it comes to dreadlocks, I feel like, I don't know whether people have this perception. There are people who have a perception that people with dreadlocks are either thugs or they are drug addicts. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's why even when you go seeking for a job, they might not hire you even if you're qualified for the job. You see.
There's some people who are even told to shave for to get.
Yeah. You're told if you don't. And actually, I have a friend who did that. He had dreadlocks and he went for an interview and he passed. But then he was told, you know what? If you don't shave your dreadlocks, then you have no place in our organization. And he had to. Wow. But I am asking, why do we have to define people because of what they are wearing or because of the dreadlocks, or I don't know, it just feels wrong.
And why should we accept to be defined? That's also another question. If you really need that job, okay, it's fine, but do you have to compromise?
Sometimes you can you imagine a time like this when you've maybe lost your job and then you get another job? You'll have to compromise, because sometimes you have to compromise. So I think this whole issue, but I feel like maybe we've touched on people being open-minded, but also we also need to maybe understand why these people are reacting the way they are. Because it's not just about telling people, you know, you need to be open-minded. You also need to hear what they are thinking about the problem, and whether they also, you need to know their fears and why they don't feel this is right. I don't know. I think that's my part in short, basically.
Yeah, and as we wrap up, feel free to like share your comments, your views on our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My parting shot for today's episode is live your life. Until next time, tomorrow we are having a special episode where we will combine two final episodes for our 26-minute podcast. I have been yours, Larry.
And I, Shiko. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope that you're liking the podcast that we are doing for you. I hope there's someone who's listening and saying, wow, I'm so happy that these guys are doing this, because they're helping me out a lot. So yeah, we just hope there's someone, just even if it's one person, just one person who is
reach out to us kindly,
motivated. Yeah, we need to know. Yeah, so that we see how We can even improve and be better. Yeah, you can also, they can tell us how we can do better, I think.
Yeah, true. All right, that has been it. Bye.
Bye.